With talk about immigration reform and anti-terrorism policy in the president's speech last night, it was perhaps a little noticed omission that the president didn't mention the controversial elements that anti-terrorism and border security, at least in this White House, have in common. Listen.
In our democracy, no one should just take my word for it that we're doing things the right way. So in the months ahead, I will continue to engage Congress to ensure not only that our targeting, detention, and prosecution of terrorists remains consistent with our laws and system of checks and balances, but that our efforts are even more transparent to the American people and to the world.
You didn't hear it. The word drone. There is nothing less transparent to the American people and the world than the U.S. remote control drone programs. Overseas and domestically, they watch for terrorists in Pakistan and Afghanistan and Yemen, with sometimes controversial results, violation of territorial rights and civilian casualties. They also watch for drug trafficking and illegal immigration on our own southern border. But do they work in keeping their eyes on our own borders? And are they worth the cost and controversy? Jill Replogle is a reporter for the Fronteras Desk out of KPBS in San Diego. She joins us now to discuss the effectiveness of the domestic drone program. Jill, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you took a direct look at this program being used on the U.S. southern border. What have you found?
Yeah, when you look really at how much they're spending on the drone program and what they say they get out of it, it's been hard for officials to really make a good case for it. They cost about $18 million a piece. U.S. Customs and Border Protection has 10 Predator B drones. They're made by General Atomics, which is a company in San Diego, the same company that makes a lot of the military's drones that are used to hunt down terrorists. And when you look at the statistics, yearly statistics from Customs and Border Protection and what they attribute to the drones in terms of drug seizures and illegal border crossers apprehended, it's a tiny amount of what they get across the border. So last year, 3% of all the drugs seized across the border were attributed to drones, and 0.04% of people apprehended by border agents. So when you look at it that way, it's hard to see how they're making a big difference, but officials haven't done a very good job of telling the public what they're actually doing and why they're worth the money.
And so Janet Napolitano, who's the head of the Department of Homeland Security, continues to say things like this.
I think the drones have been effective and continue to be so.
And is she simply responding to their popularity? People just like the idea of drones, and so they're willing to overlook the $18 million per unit cost?
Perhaps. When I talk to some congresspeople and some analysts, but some congresspeople who are, you know, sort of some who are really in favor of using drones to patrol the border and others who aren't, they all say that maybe the reason that the senators who are working on immigration reform specifically mention drones on the border is because they are popular and they seem like a good idea.
And the real irony here is you can hear in the statement, here's a statement from Janet Napolitano speaking on the PBS NewsHour. And, you know, it sounds exactly like what you've just described, that she's essentially taking this concept of a contained dome over the U.S. idea, which makes everybody feel good. And even though it didn't work with the wall, she seems to think it works with the use of drones. Listen.
Look at the numbers and look at what we've done on border security. We have more manpower, technology. We actually have air cover now across the entire southwest border, things that we never had before. And like I said, I started off in immigration and border enforcement, you know, 20 years ago as the U.S. attorney for Arizona. I've seen the changes, and I know what impact they have had.
Cost not worth the particular outcomes, either in terms of arrests, apprehensions, or in reversals of illegal immigrant traffic across the border. But nevertheless, the drone program, not controversial and not likely to be in the immigration debate. Yes, Jill?
I don't think so. It's they're popular, or at least there isn't a huge public outcry, that this is a waste of money. You know, there are a number of journalists who have been looking very closely at this program for years, but I don't know that it's gone much beyond that. They have a lot of support in Congress. You know, there's a drone caucus. It's officially called the, I believe it's called now, the Unmanned Vehicle Systems Caucus, that does a lot of lobbying for use of unmanned aerial vehicles. And they're pretty popular.
This is their moment. Jill Replogle, a reporter for KPBS and the Fronteras Desk, speaking to us from San Diego, California. Thanks, Jill.
Thanks for having me.
So for Valentine's Day, we've been soliciting memoirs from you, six words about love and loss. And you can go to thetakeaway.org and take our quiz. Do you even know what your state flag looks like? Maybe it needs an upgrade. Go take our flag quiz at thetakeaway.org. But we've been getting all sorts of six-word memoirs. Here's one.
My name is Mary from Fairview, New Jersey. 50-50, hating half the time.
Oh, what's the backstory there? Thanks so much. Lobby from the UK writes, holding your hand, the best medicine. Sounds like a happy ending. Jules' story, not so much. How slowly time moves without you. Or Tainted Rose, you have confused lust with love. That didn't go so well. Jessica has a bit of a confession. Loving me is a full-time job. High-maintenance gal, I guess. And a listener who says he's Lord Byron has this to say, nothing is more erotic than trust. Lord Byron, maybe you're more like Socrates or Plato or Aristotle. Very wise. Share your six-word memoir on Twitter. You just use @thetakeaway and the hashtag six words. Spell it all out, SIXWORDS. This is The Takeaway. That's only four words. Stay with us. Oh, that's seven.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.